there are many ways in which I think President Obama has been a very good president. But in the context of this apparently endless attempt to root out every possible form of terrorism in the world, he has, in fact, made himself the assassinator in chief. And this is very sad because, first of all, he's violating an executive order from a previous, a couple of previous presidents, Gerald Ford and then Jimmy Carter, who specifically made political assassination illegal for the CIA or for any entity operating under the rubric of the United States of America.
But Professor, those were executive orders, and we know that George W. Bush overturned those minutes after the attacks of 9/11, if not before.
Well, this is possible. It's true. Nonetheless, we are also party to a number of treaties which make it illegal for the United States to perform assassinations. And these include the treaties, the International Declaration of Human Rights, which is more aspirational than a case of being a law. But there are other treaties, international treaties on human rights, that the United States has actually signed, not to mention U.S. federal law against murder.